Welcome to the Consultant CEO Podcast. I'm your host, Brashana Miller, where we help corporate consultant CEOs who are tired of being at the mercy of their business and an overworked consultant. If you know you were meant for more and are ready to get back in control of your consultancy, escape the burnout, and earn more, you are in the right place. On this podcast, will empower you to elevate into your CEO role, lead and scale your consultancy with a rock-solid team, and drive growth towards a sustainable and profitable consulting business that you love. Let's get into it. So today's episode is a really important episode, and I want you to lean in, tune in, and really just bring your mind into all the things that I'm going to talk about today. Today's topic is about your mindset and making the necessary shift that you need to have to build up your million-dollar mindset. So if you want to scale your consulting business to $1 million, you have to have the right mindset because everything starts with the mind. So I'm going to just share a couple of points with you as to how you can really start to develop a million-dollar mindset and make that shift so that you can have business success. So that's why today's episode is really important. First of all, I want you to understand your current mindset. In order to make a shift, in order to make progress, and in order to go to from point A to point B, you absolutely need to know, where are you right now? Where is your current mindset? Now, I do want to preface this by saying that not all CEOs desire to scale their business to $1 million, and that's totally fine. It is your choice. It's up to you. It's your vision, it's your business, and you have to be okay with where you are. But I will say that regardless of where you are in your business, you need to still be developing your mindset all the time. So this is really a non-negotiable and more like something that's not optional for you if you are in business and you want your business to last and you want your business to be sustainable. First of all, I want you to understand that in order to get to that place, you need to understand your current mindset. As a CEO, you're responsible for the direction and the growth of your business, so you have to have the right mindset so that you can actually do that. I'm going to give you some ways that you can think about what your current mindset is. The mindset is really important, and there's a lot of things that generally have to be unraveled that you don't even have awareness of until you get that aha moment, until someone provides you that insight as to what is really going on in your mindset so that you can start to make those changes. If you don't really know what's broken or what needs to be changed, there's no way to actually make the change. So we're not talking about making general changes, blind changes just because someone said or I said, make some mindset changes. I want you to really be clear on what needs to change in your business, what needs to change in your mindset so that you can take the appropriate steps and actions to get to where you need to be. You are the visionary of your business. You are the visionary. You are the steward of your vision. No one else is going to steward that for you. You have to take full ownership of your vision. So as a CEO, you are the visionary. You are responsible for the direction and the growth of your business. So you have to have the right mindset so that you can lead your business in the direction that it needs to go. So that's the first thing. In order to lead your business in the right direction, you have to have the right mindset. You have to have the right mindset. So I'm going to give you some ways that you can think about what your current mindset is. Okay. Again, I'm not going to just say, hey, think about your current mindset. I want you to really think about, where is my mindset right now? So let's just dive a little bit into that. I want you to think about your behaviors, or look at your behaviors. How do you respond to change? And when I say changes, I'm talking about changes in the market. How do you respond to change when it comes to your clients' needs? What about changes in your team roles? Changes in your CEO role? What behaviors are you currently displaying that will give you an indication of your current mindset? Also think about, are you overwhelmed? Because that is a behavior that is expressed in your business as well as in your life. Are you constantly feeling overwhelmed in your business? That is an indication of your mindset, because overwhelm doesn't just happen on its own. Overwhelm doesn't just pop up. Overwhelm is the result of small behaviors and actions that have accumulated over time that has caused you to be overwhelmed. The other thing that I want you to think about is, how do you make decisions in your business when it comes to strategic growth? Do you have a strategic growth plan, and are you following through on that? How are you following through on your strategic objectives if you have them set? And you absolutely should, because again, your strategic objectives are supposed to be directly aligned to your vision. Are you good at following through on your strategic objectives? This is also related to your behaviors, because your follow through, your accountability, and your actions, all of that is tied to your behaviors. So that will also give you an indication of what your current mindset is. How do you handle setbacks? Because setbacks do happen to everybody. You're going to experience setbacks. So how are you handling setbacks? What do you do about them? How do you respond? Are you just being reactive? Or are you preparing yourself, preparing your business for possible changes and things like that, so that when those setbacks come, you already have some type of plan in place? So that is another way to think about your current mindset, is how do you handle setbacks? Do you just throw in the towel? Do you feel like you want to just go up underneath a rock for the next couple of days and say, okay, I don't want to deal with this? Do you get reactive? Do you blow up? Do you feel very frustrated? And then you are becoming more of an irritable CEO versus a CEO who has a steady and stable head on her shoulders, and you are taking the appropriate actions as necessary without allowing your emotions to take over. So again, your behaviors will directly correlate to your mindset. And your behaviors is also just an indication of your actual belief system. So those are just a few examples of figuring out what your current mindset is. One more thing you could consider is your activities. What activities are you involved in? I do want to say this as well. While you're looking at your calendar, when you get a chance and you look at your calendar, I want you to be really honest with yourself when it comes to looking at your calendar. Because truth be told, your calendar does not always tell the truth. Your calendar does not always tell the truth. How do I know that? Because I've worked with clients, and when I look at their calendar and they have this really super color-coded, very busy calendar, and it gives them this sense of, yes, I'm doing all the things. I know some clients where they put things on their calendar as a just in case. They haven't really committed to it, but they put it on their calendar because they're like, oh, just in case, like it's there. And if I decide yes, and if I choose not to, then I can take it off. So when you look at your calendar, it doesn't always necessarily tell you the truth, but I want you to be honest, because you know exactly those things that you are involved in. And sometimes there are things that are not on your calendar that should be. Even though there may be things that you should not be doing, but if you're doing it, you need to be putting those things on your calendar. So you have to have some type of record, some type of documentation, something that captures how you are spending your time as a CEO. Because in order to make the necessary changes, you need to know, what are you currently doing right now? And some of the activities that you are doing is a big indication of where your mindset is. Getting really deep and understanding your current mindset is not something you just sit back and say, I'm just going to think about it. These are actual indicators. Your activities, your behaviors, how do you respond to change? How are you feeling? Are you overwhelmed? Do you feel overworked? These are all indications of your current mindset. The second thing I want you to think about is, once you get an understanding of your current mindset, then you can start making the necessary shifts. So you start making the shifts, meaning you shed some light on the things that need to be changed, and now you can start taking the appropriate actions. When you start to unravel some of these things and start to unlearn, reprogram your mind, you're going to feel some kind of way about it, but it is necessary. Sometimes you're going to be like, oh my goodness, I did not know that this is how I was operating in my business. That's totally fine. It's totally fine to feel a little bit triggered when it comes to your mindset, because that's what it's going to take. Okay, so let's talk about shifting your mindset towards abundance, because that is where I desire for you to be. I don't think there's anything wrong with having abundance. It is biblical, okay? The Bible says that I came to give you life and that more abundantly. We can have abundance and we should not feel shame. We should not feel unworthy or feel like it is not something that we can have as consultant CEOs. Abundance does belong to us. It belongs to us. And if not you, then who does it belong to? Because there is abundance in this world for you to have. I want to talk about just having that abundant mindset and shifting yourself into that, because having an abundant mindset will open up opportunities for you to achieve your vision. When you start to think more abundantly, that means that you have to start thinking outside of the box. You can't keep the same patterns and same ways of thinking that you used to have if you want to shift from the current mindset you have to the mindset that you need for your next level. You have to have this abundant mindset to open up the opportunities. The opportunities are there, but you don't see them because you haven't shifted your mindset towards having an abundant mindset. So you have to start thinking out of the box and really start taking off some of the handcuffs off of your brain. This is necessary in order for you to make that shift. One of the things that you can do in order to shift your mindset towards abundance is voice print your vision. Are you using the power of your voice to activate your vision and your future so that you can move closer to what it is that you want to achieve and actually operate in your calling and operate in your purpose? You start speaking those things that are not as though they already are. So even if you haven't made $1 million in your consultancy, you start to believe that. Again, you have to make the mindset shift that this is for you. And then you have to start speaking that. So take what you have understood where your current mindset is and then start to make the shift by speaking that. That is a part of that shift. It starts in the mind, but now we have to really start to bring it to life. Okay. And the first thing you can do to do that is to start speaking it. And the more you speak it, that also helps your brain to start to understand where it's going and what it needs to do. Also, you can take time to celebrate your successes. You have done so much up until now. You have accomplished a lot from all of the different certifications you've had, the training, the courses that you've taken, even the background, your experience, your expertise, all of the knowledge that you have gained over the years that has gotten you to where you are right now. That is something to be celebrated. Don't overlook that. And listen, I don't care if it was something that you accomplished 10 years ago. I don't want you to forget that that was an accomplishment, that you put in time for that, that you invested in that. You invested in yourself and you were able to get that degree, the certification, or whatever it is. Celebrate your successes and don't forget them. Don't forget your successes because it matters. It reminds you that, yes, this is for you. Yes, you can achieve this. Yes, you can do it again. Okay, so celebrate your successes. I see it so often. We celebrate our success, or we do something, we achieve a milestone, we make a huge accomplishment, and then we move on to the next thing. We're on to the next thing because we're high achievers, some type A'ers, some type B'ers, but we move on to the next thing because we just have to keep going. We're just constantly on this race of we got to keep going. We have to keep pushing because we have this goal and we're going and going and going. And we never take time to slow down, pause, and say, I did this. I landed this deal. I made this impact. I hired this team member. I was able to increase my revenue by. You must slow down, pause, and celebrate your successes. Stop just going on and on and on and on and on. And then when you look up a year, 2, 3 years later, however many years, and you're like, what did I do? Sometimes you've done way more than what you realize, but because you don't take time to slow down and pause and actually celebrate your successes, celebrate those milestones, you just totally forget about it. I don't want you to forget about those things. Those things are important, and those things provides buoyancy. It helps to keep you afloat. It gives you buoyancy. Water gives you buoyancy. I'm going to use this as an example. You can weigh however much, but when you are in the water, you're lighter. You don't feel the weight of yourself when you're in the water because the water provides buoyancy. Those successes, those moments where you can pause and be grateful, be thankful, take time to expand your mindset and open yourself up to abundance, that provides you some buoyancy in your business where maybe you were feeling heavy, maybe things felt hard, but when you think about what you accomplished, when you think about the revenue that you were able to create so far, that helps lift you up. It makes things feel just a little bit lighter. And it reminds you, if you did it that time, you can do it again. It is possible. And so I want you to pause and think about that as far as your celebrations, your accomplishments. Remember what you have done so far. The next thing you can do to shift your mindset towards an abundant mindset is to be proactive. Stop believing that you have to operate from this place of fear or operate from a place of scarcity. When you believe that abundance belongs to you, when you believe that it can happen for you, opportunities can come to you, when you start to believe that, then you don't have to operate from a place of fear. You don't have to operate from a place of reactivity. Because now you're being proactive. And when you are proactive in your business, when you're thinking long range and thinking about what your business needs ahead of time, then that positions you for abundance. When you're able to think long term, when you're able to think strategically and long term, it allows your mind to think outside of the box as to, well, what is it that you need in order to increase your revenue by $100,000. What do you need? How do we solve this problem? It puts you more into the, okay, what do I need to do? What's the next best move that I need to make in order to make this shift? If you want to hire another team member, okay, or if you feel like you're stuck, think about where you need to make some changes because you should not be stuck. You may have a challenge. You may have a setback. You may have slowed down, but you are never stuck because stuck is an indication that there is no movement. There is no movement. If you are surrounded by the right people, if you're reaching out for help, if you're getting feedback, if you're thinking about how you can solve the problem, what is the next best move? You're not stuck. Movement is not always just about doing, 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 doing. It is also about utilizing your resources, your intellectual capital on how you can take the next best step. So that is another way you can shift towards an abundant mindset. Now, the next thing is once you have shifted towards that abundant mindset, now you can start adopting a growth mindset. And I am giving you these steps in linear order because I do believe that is kind of the way it happens. Adopting a growth mindset, and I really want to key in on adopting because adoption takes time. I'll use an analogy that maybe make more sense to you. I think everyone can relate, sort of, think about when someone is being adopted, or let's say you have a dog or a cat, and I'll use a dog, for example, because I love dogs. I don't own a dog, but I am more inclined to get a dog than I would a cat. So if I wanted to adopt a dog, or if you wanted to adopt a dog, right, it's not just quick transaction and dog adopted. There's a process, there's paperwork, there's things that has to be done. So adoption takes time. And so developing a growth mindset or adopting a growth mindset does take time. It is not an overnight process. You have to also remember that your current mindset has been etched in you for years. You have your mindset right now that you've had for a very long time. So I don't want you to think that, okay, I understand my current mindset, I'm thinking about abundance, and boom, now I have this growth mindset. It's something that you have to adopt along the way. Because having a growth mindset is not just an end state. It's always going on. It's a constant process. So when you get to that point of having a growth mindset, you're always going to be growing in that. You're always going to be developing that and adopting bigger growth mindsets. So with yourself, because these mindset shifts are not always easy. Sometimes they can be downright hard and can make you, like I said, it can make you feel some kind of way, but that is okay. That is okay, because that is why we are here, so that we can get to where it is that we need to be. I want you to understand that when you're adopting this growth mindset, is that your brain is going to challenge you. Here's another simple analogy. Let's take your iPhone, for example, if you have an iPhone, okay. And love to the Android users too. But let's just take your iPhone, for example. Your iPhone has an operating system. Your iPhone will operate based on the operating system. But there's an update to the operating system that you have not downloaded to your phone. So even though there is a new operating system, your phone is going to continue to operate at the current version it has until you download the update. Same thing with your brain. There is a growth mindset that you need to adopt, but you have got to download that update on the regular basis, okay? And your brain is going to challenge you because it's not used to that, okay? Your brain is used to following the same set of instructions. So when you are giving your brain a new set of instructions, there's going to be some challenges. That is okay. I want you to be patient with yourself, because these mindset shifts are not easy. Now, that also means that you have to be willing to take risks, because part of the adoption is it requires action. In order to adopt a growth mindset, you have to take action. That's how you know that you are adopting this growth mindset, because your patterns, those behaviors that I talked about earlier, those things are going to start to change. The things that you put on your calendar before, you may not have on your calendar. Some of the things that you used to do as a CEO, you may not do anymore. Okay, so you're going to start to think different, which means that those thoughts, those patterns of beliefs that you have are going to create actions. Your actions will be an indication of the growth mindset that you have. That, and you have to be willing to explore new opportunities. New opportunities, meaning even in your consulting business, are you just going to try to continue to do business the same way? Or are you open to doing business in a different way? What is your operating model for your corporate consulting business? Do you leverage your team members? Are you thinking about how you can expand your current services without adding a boatload of work to your plate? Or long-term, what your clients might need, where you can start to really provide some very targeted and tailored services to them that increases your unique selling proposition. It increases your advantage in a market. When you have a growth mindset, you're not going to do business the same. Are you leveraging strategic partnerships so that it's not just you providing the service, but you're also partnering with others where now you provide a suite of services that maybe you could not do on your own or just didn't want to do on your own? That is having a growth mindset. I'm not saying that you have to do all of those things, but you start to think differently about how you can really leverage your business in a bigger way that will bring you closer to your vision. So to get closer to your vision, it doesn't mean just keep doing more of the same hustle over and over and over and think that you have to just continue to hustle your way till you get there. Because even if you do, it's not sustainable. You're going to wear yourself out, and I want to prevent that. I want you to understand that adopting a growth mindset is going to take some action on your part. You have to be willing to let people in and be vulnerable. Are you sharing your vision? Are you making it known? You can voice print it, but are you also voice printing that vision with your team members? Do they understand the vision? Do they understand where your mindset is right now and then the shifts that you are trying to make, and then enlisting their support for that? Because you're going to need support. And you can enlist your team members to support you on that, okay? If they have buy-in in the vision and they believe in it, and they are happy with what they're doing, and they believe that this is possible, then you definitely want to enlist their support. be willing to let people in and be vulnerable. Seek feedback from your team members. No one can see your blind spots better than the people who are looking at them every day. You cannot see your own blind spots. That's why they're blind. If you really want to take ownership of your vision and mission so that you can have the consulting business that you really want, you have to think about, where do I have blind spots? Which means you have to let people in. You have to ask for feedback. You have to enlist the support of others who believe in your vision and also want to see you make it towards your vision. All right? So that is a part of taking full ownership of your vision and your mission, because it's going to require that type of action. You are building a consulting business by design and not by default. You are being very intentional with your time and your resources, and you're allocating them based on what your business needs. You're making data-informed and intelligent decisions about your business. So that means you have to know where your blind spots are. You need to understand where your bottlenecks are. And are you the bottleneck in your business? Okay, $1 million mindset is intentionally designed and wired to be $1 million mindset. Because when you have the $1 million mindset, you're going to start making $1 million decisions. You're going to start making $1 million decisions. And when you are making those $1 million decisions, then what you're able to do is shorten the time that it takes and have a clearer path that you need to be on to get there. You have to be willing and ready to invest in your problems by finding solutions. You invest in your problems by finding the solution. We don't just let the problems grow and get bigger and get worse over time. One of the things that I know when it comes to consulting is that problems never get better with time. Bottlenecks never get smaller over time. So when you find a problem, or when you think you have a bottleneck, when there is an issue, you want to invest your time in that, invest your resources in that, that will provide a solution. Because what happens, that solution will bring speed to your progress. That is something that I also want you to think about. So those are a couple of things, and I know I've kind of given you a lot, but I want to just wrap it up here. A couple of things that we talked about today is developing your $1 million mindset for business success. And a couple of things that you need to do, knowing your current mindset. And I gave you a couple of actions, a couple of things you can think about when it comes to getting some indicators. I gave you a couple of ways or indicators of what your current mindset is, your actions, your belief systems, your patterns of behavior, your activities, your calendar. Those are indications of your current mindset. And then shifting into abundance, voice printing your vision so that can bring you closer to your vision. Really important. Start really activating the power of your voice and start shifting your mind and your belief system to believe that the abundance is for you. And then developing a growth mindset, which is a recurring thing. It's not a one and done thing. You're always going to be developing a new mindset, because at each level you get to in your business, you're going to continue to experience different things, and you're going to have to think differently and operate differently as you go to different levels in your business. So also with having a growth mindset is getting really clear and rooted in your vision and your mission and taking full ownership of that. Getting feedback, being vulnerable. Remember also to be patient with yourself, because mindsets do take time. If you're feeling like you're overworked in your business, I want you to remember that you are doing something that is for the long term and something that is sustainable. We're not looking to do overnight success. I hope that was helpful for you today. I look forward to sharing more with you. All right, take care. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Consultant CEO Podcast. If you learned something new or gained more insight, share it with us. Head over to iTunes, go to the Consultant CEO Podcast, subscribe to the show, and leave me a review so that we can create a bigger impact together. Until the next time, be the extraordinary CEO that you are meant to be, and I'll see you on the next episode.